Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, the long-term impact of student debt and rocking out in Amish country. First, a recent survey of 30,000 college grads finds substantial student debt drags people down even decades after they left campus, revealing that those who took out more than $25,000 in loans ended up less healthy, not as financially secure, and with a less defined sense of purpose than classmates who did not borrow money to pay for school.
What it showed was that folks who graduated with significant debt as compared to people who graduated with no debt are not doing as well in a whole host of categories, and some of these are even 25 years after graduation.
Doug Belkin wrote in the Wall Street Journal that graduating with heavy student debt can create a domino effect, knocking down many aspects of life.
If you spend your first 10, 15 years paying off your college debt and you put off a marriage or buying a house, then that can impact how connected you feel with your community and other things.
The problem is likely to get worse, says Belkin, as more students graduate with heavy debt loads.
70% of kids are graduating with debt, and the average debt load is a little over $33,000. A decade ago, it was, $18,000, and not nearly as many kids were graduating with debt.
On another front, the Amish country town of Lititz, Pennsylvania, has turned into an unlikely power hub of the live entertainment industry, with a $100 million campus called Rock Lititz, where bands can fine-tune their increasingly big spectacle shows. It really took off when the Clare Brothers did sound for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in 1968.
Because these brothers stayed in Lititz, Pennsylvania, and then attracted other companies to the area, what you have is this cluster of businesses that serve the live entertainment industry and are the ones behind a lot of the biggest music tours.
The Wall Street Journal's John Jurgensen reports Lititz is now home to what may be the biggest dedicated rehearsal facility in the world.
That allows bands to come in for anywhere from 3 to 6 to maybe 8 weeks and get the stage designs all worked out. Stages have become so complex, it takes that long just to get all the pieces working correctly together.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.